It's the Noon Show. I'm Carol Roth. And when I was a young lass, I was in that house, the house that every kid loved, because we got to eat whatever we wanted to eat. My mom actually packed us Fluffernutter sandwiches. I don't know if you know what those are, but the half marshmallow fluff, half peanut butter for lunch every day. We ate McDonald's on a regular basis. We had an entire floor full of pop that we had at our disposal. We actually had a full freezer dedicated to ice cream. So we were very, very popular, as you could imagine, in the neighborhood. And my sister and I ate all of this stuff. And certainly it wasn't healthy. But I'll tell you what, we were both two skinny little girls. And the reason why we were skinny after eating all of this food over and over again is because we were constantly moving. When we got home from school, our parents sent us outside. We played in the neighborhood. We ran around. Even when it was snowing outside, we were bundled up and running around the neighborhood, and we didn't come back until dinner time. And we were constantly moving. And somehow this seems to have gotten lost in translation over the years. And kids are now challenged very sadly with obesity. And Michelle Obama, our first lady, has been focused on bringing activity back to kids, particularly back to schools. And she just did this third anniversary tour of her Let's Move initiative, where she was back in Chicago this past Friday. So I wanted to talk to Nate Whitman, who is the director of Child Obesity 180's Active School Acceleration Project, which is one of the programs that Michelle Obama touts as she goes around on this initiative. So, Nate, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carol. Thanks so much for having me on today.
My pleasure. So I want to talk about, first of all, a little bit about what Childhood Obesity 180 and your Active School Acceleration Project is.
Yeah, absolutely. Active Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, as we call it, is an initiative designed to do exactly what you just talked about, which is bring back opportunities for quality physical activity and physical education in school to kids all around the country every day. And as you mentioned, we're one of a number of organizations that First Lady Michelle Obama has really brought together and convened over the past several months into what culminated this past Thursday there in Chicago in a major new announcement about what is now being known as Let's Move Active Schools. And the First Lady's Let's Move campaign has been around now for 3 years. And you mentioned several of the different areas and your experience growing up. Let's Move has focused on nutrition, has focused on cooking, has focused on community gardens. And now, really what the First Lady is doing is she's rallying everyone to bring back the idea of daily physical activity, of getting outside and playing in the neighborhood, of being more active, whether it's through organized sports, exercise programs, but really specifically related to this past Thursday's announcement, in schools around the country.
All right, so I have to ask you this question, Nate, because it seems so commonsensical to me. How did this get lost in translation through the generations? Because it seems pretty obvious to me that kids need to move. How did we go from, you know, having recess, having gym, being outside all the time to this fully sedentary lifestyle? And what were parents thinking in not encouraging their kids to move? To me, it just seemed so obvious.
Well, we do think that it's obvious, and hopefully what that means for us is that this might be a problem that is, I don't want to say easy to solve, but might be the kind of thing that the First Lady's attention and organizations like Child Obesity 180 and ASAP can really get parents and all adult champions, not only parents, but school teachers, phys ed teachers, academic teachers, community partners, really get this back at the front of what people are thinking about. How did we get to this place? There are a lot of different factors, and the impact of any one factor is hard to know exactly, but one of the big things we're seeing with kids today is screen time, is the amount of time that kids are spending in front of computer screens, TV screens, iPads, text messaging, social media, and there's just many more outlets for that type of exposure. And the metric right now, and this is just completely unbelievable when you hear it, but the average junior high-age student around the country right now is getting about 7 to 8 hours a day of screen time.
Wow.
Another element has been the pressure on schools and teachers to continue to perform better and better and better on standardized tests. And joining Michelle Obama in Chicago was the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, and one of the things that he talked about in Chicago and also in his other media appearances was this idea of the sort of the false choice between additional academic time, harder studying habits, and the sacrifice of physical activity. And what we're all coming together now to try to say is it is a false choice. You don't have to choose between the two. They go hand in hand. We now know that active kids who get 60 minutes of daily physical activity a day do better. They do better in school. They do better with their studies. And they do better in the long run. They learn important life lessons like discipline, motivation, long-range goal setting. And so to really think about divorcing these two issues, academic performance and classroom and study time, from physical activity is really not a choice that we want to see people making. But unfortunately, with budget cuts and with increasing academic pressures, that is what has happened over the past decade or two.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. It actually has real-world implications for adults as well, because I know in my own life that when I don't go out and exercise and I don't get that and work that into my workday, I don't think as clearly. I have trouble sleeping, and it doesn't allow me to be my best on a day-to-day basis. So I completely can see how that is not a choice between the two. If you want your kids to excel, or frankly, if you want to do better in your life, in business, and whatever it is that you're accomplishing, that we do need this activity. Our brains need to take a break. Our bodies need the exercise, and it's all a very symbiotic process.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anecdotally, you know, all of us, whether kids, teenagers, young adults, professionals, I think we have all experienced this in our life where our focus, our attention, our energy level is just so much higher if we've had a chance to get our heart pumping, get outside, get some movement, break a sweat. And now the evidence is starting to really show that. And there are numerous studies that are starting to show that schools that take this more seriously and do devote additional time and resources to physical activity are actually surprising people with their academic performance. So, and right now, it's really an unbelievable stat, but fewer than 10% of U.S. schools right now offer daily PE. So without daily PE, you know, we know that kids are getting 6, 7, 8 hours of screen time a day. We know that not all kids have access to team sports, to Little League, to youth soccer, to gymnastics lessons. So physical education and getting moving in school is a really important component for a lot of kids.
And let me ask you, Nate, that 10% that you quoted, the daily PE, does that include recess? Is recess lumped in with the PE?
That would be a separate metric, but
okay.
The number that includes daily recess, or I guess I should say the number of states that require schools to have daily recess is unbelievably low. I think it's also down in the 10% range. So we know from the science that that our students should be getting 60 minutes of quality physical activity at a moderate to vigorous pace, you know, something like playing tag with friends. We're not talking about, you know, really, stressful workout routines. The kids don't have to be out there running 5 miles.
No, they're moving around. We used to play something in gym class called Steal the Bacon. That was my favorite game. It had a little, you know, rubber thing in the middle, and two kids would run out and one would try and grab it. You chase them back. It was the easiest thing. It kept us happy for hours.
Absolutely. So it can be organized sports. It can be play. I mean, there's a reason why the First Lady's campaign is called Let's Move, because it's about movement. It's not about competitive sports. It's not even about working out. It's about movement, having fun, being active, whether that comes in the form of dance, playing on the playground, getting some professionally led activities during the school day, whatever it is that can get that child 60 minutes a day, that's what we're going for. And it doesn't have to all come in one lump, all right? So a lot of times people might be tempted to think, well, how on earth could I get a 60-minute window in my school day to get these kids moving? It doesn't have to be in one sitting. It could be 15 minutes of a before-school jogging program blended with 2 or 3 days of PE a week, blended with what we're now seeing people are doing right there in the classroom, what we call brain breaks, little bouts of exercise and stretching and high-impact stuff in between subjects. When the kids switch from reading to math, the teachers and student leaders can lead the kids in 5 to 7 minutes of a little bit of exercise and movement without even breaking from the setup in the academic classroom. So those are the types of things that with our program, ASAP, the Active Schools Acceleration Project, those are the types of things that we've not only been scouring the nation to uncover, but now we are supporting, and we're helping to grow that through an incredible new grants program that we launched this last Thursday in conjunction with the First Lady's Let's Move Active Schools program. We've launched a new grants campaign. We're calling it the ASAP Acceleration Grants, and we're going to be awarding $1 million in small grants of $1,000 to 1,000 new schools who want to take a step in this direction. And in addition to the funding, we're providing them with one of three easy-to-implement, low- or no-cost physical activity programs. We've done a major nationwide innovation search, and we received applications from more than 500 different schools and districts around the country who were doing these very things. And we studied them, and we evaluated them, and we judged them with a panel of experts from all sectors of the economy, from business. And we've now got three programs that we really believe in that any type of champion, a teacher, a parent, the PTA, a school nurse, could put into place quickly to at least take that first step to the vision that the First Lady is sharing with us all.
Nate, before I have to leave it, I want to make sure if anybody has a school, their kids, their grandkids are in a school, maybe they're a teacher, how can they go ahead and apply for this grant program?
What they want to do is they want to visit our website, and it's www.activeschoolsasap.org, activeschoolsasap.org. They want to visit our website. They want to take a look at our success stories of schools all around the country that are doing this type of thing. The application is quick. It's simple. All you need is the motivation and the willpower of a few determined, what we call grassroots champions, a few adults who want to take the lead in helping to put something like this in place in their school, and they can find all the materials and resources on our website to understand how to apply.
All right. Well, we love it. Thank you so much for not only doing such great work, but with sharing that with us. And we'll put the information about the grant program on WGNradio.com as well. Nate, thanks so much for being here and keep doing the great work.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having us, Carol.
My pleasure. Well, that is good stuff. If you have a kid that's in a school, a grandkid who's in school, you know someone who's in school, check that out because we do need the kids to get moving again. It's simple and it's easy to do.